The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl Wunderbot. Good morning and welcome to April, April 2nd, 2018. 5.5 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock here, and the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week. Greatest walk-in humidor in Northern California. Super service down there. Tobacco and Brew, 2149 Hilltop Drive. Good morning there, Bad Bob.
Morning. I actually stopped by Tobacco and Brew about a week ago and went in there and was very impressed. I mean, the thing's like a bank vault. It's got a little combination lock on the door and all the controls and all that.
They've gotten, you know, somebody drove their car through the back of the building that one time and stole like $2,000 worth of cigarettes in like 2 minutes. And then they've had other people do things. So, I mean, they've hardened that place up.
Yeah.
Anyway, but
good coffee, though.
Oh,
they had some of that this morning.
Oh, great coffee.
Coffee beans by the pound.
There you go.
Yeah, let's get my – how you guys doing?
Might turn it up a little bit?
Yeah, just a little bit. They have coffee beans. Really very, very reasonable. And again, they're moving that walk-in humidor a little bit further to the right. Mm-hmm. But coming soon, she will be happy because, you know, she went to the cigar,
right,
the big national show. And she met a few people at that show that through those connections, she will be getting a very, very limited release of some very high-end cigars, and she says she's so excited about it. So we'll be talking about that for those people who have to have must have the one special thing, like the person who likes the bottle of whiskey,
Romeo
or the,
and Juliet, you know, certain yeah. kinds. Hey, Bob, did you do a live show on Saturday?
Did not.
Okay,
did not. It was pre-recorded. Yeah,
because you talked about Dan's Optical Lab and Boutique.
Yes. Go ahead.
And because of course there are sponsors here, and he was just on this week, and Linda went down there.
I have two new pairs of glasses.
Reported what a great experience it was, learning so much. But then you just like totally reinforced that.
Yeah.
You and Brenda went down there.
He took a pair of glasses that I'd gotten at another shop. And he took out the tools. Not, you know, you're always afraid to try to mess with them because, you know, it takes a certain touch not to mess them up.
Mm-hmm.
In 5 minutes, he had those things fitting better than a whole session over at the other place did. They were always kind of sliding off and
sideways.
And he had them right, and he explained to me why he was making the recommendations he made. And some things I didn't know about post-cataract, you know, that I'm now far more vulnerable to UV than I was. So I have to have those dark glasses when I go outside, especially mm-hmm. in Redding's climate. But he said we're going to get these right and you're going to like them or we're going to take care of it. So
This is what happened for me Friday. And I don't even know why we're talking about over the weekend. I went Friday. And I got two new lenses. I picked out new because, you know, my other ones are 2 to 3 years old, and I'm pretty hard on things. They get scratched. Not just the lenses. I'm talking about the frames, the whole thing. So, anyway, I had a new prescription filled, or you know what it is, when you get a new eye exam, by another doctor, brought it to him. And to make a long story short, so I picked out these frames that I thought that I really, really liked. I'm wearing them right now. But they're the wire frames with the nose guard, which I never have had before. I've had the darker frames.
Not a nose guard, because that sounds like you've got something to protect your nose. It's those little side things.
I don't know what they're called.
Little flanges there on the side. Yeah. No, I know what you mean.
Yeah, and so what happens is I keep moving them back and forth. But this is what's great. I said to him before I left, and Denise, his right-hand gal that's been with him for 17 years, she's amazing too, was he said, if they don't work, just bring them back. Just wear them for the weekend because, you know, of course, it's a stronger it's a stronger prescription. If they don't work, wear them for the weekend. See how your eyes feel. See how they feel. We'll exchange. We'll do something different. I said, really? He said, yeah. And I said, well, gosh, you know, what do you? He said, well, you know, we have vendors. We do this where we take a pair of glasses back and send them and say, hey, they just didn't work for the client. And that,
how many times has somebody done that?
Me yeah. was
how somebody done that for you?
Kind of like, you know, how Nordstrom's takes everything back. And at one time, Nordstrom's used to really have great customer service. I don't know about now, but that just was to me was and it spent an hour, a good hour with me, mm-hmm. and that just doesn't happen anymore. It was just really yeah. I can't say enough. Okay, the weather currently 54 degrees. Our high today will be 73, and our lows of 45. And today's the day we start ripping out the carpet, and the painter comes in, and I am in my gym clothes, and I'm ready to start moving stuff around. I'm so excited. Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 76, and our lows will be around 51. Wednesday calls for mostly cloudy with our highs at 74, and Wednesday night, rain after 11. Thursday, chance of rain about 40%. Thursday night, rain again. Friday rain. I'm liking this. We'll just keep it going because that means lake and snow and all those good things. So Saturday calls for rain and cloudy with a high near 69, and Sunday a chance of rain again with partly sunny with a high near 70. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Do you want to hear what the main headline that came up today when I popped up? My first thing I go to is USA Today, and then I go to Drudge, and then I go to Huffington, and then sure. I pop around. But do you want to hear the – I don't know if you're ready yeah. for this on this Monday
We're
morning.
I may not be ready. Yeah, you're right. I'm ready.
A disturbing new viral trend has teenagers snorting unwrapped condoms. Is part of the condom challenge. Viral videos posted on social media show teenagers snorting condoms as part of a so-called, again, condom snorting challenge. In the videos, teens put an unwrapped condom up one of their nostrils and inhale until the condom comes out of their mouth.
What could possibly go wrong?
This is the same group that's eating Tide Pods.
You
know what? 100 years ago, people would say, "Oh, someday cars will be flying, and we'll have these facilities able to figure out all these great questions." And instead, we got kids snorting condoms up their noses so it comes out their mouth, and people eating Tide Pods. This is the future.
This is the generation that was going to cure cancer and conquer space. Yep.
Well,
you cannot blame us if anything goes wrong.
That was the big headline that came up. I know that there's a lot of things like, oh my gosh, I understand that there was a great game that happened where somebody threw the ball at the last minute and won for the challenge. And was it Notre Dame? Notre Dame women?
I don't know.
I'll find that out.
It was the, I do know, it was, the, was it March
Notre
Madness
Dame
or
wins
something?
National. Title and one last second shot.
Okay, so Notre Dame won.
So exciting! I saw that on this morning, but no. The reason I just brought that up is kind of gross. I know people are driving their kids, or is this literally spring break week right now?
In some parts of the country, in other parts of the country, it was last week. I am given to understand, but around here, this is spring break week. So, yeah. Be mindful accordingly as you drive around.
The kids out and all this. Hey, yeah, we're going to take a break and come back. We've got a lot of things to catch up on, things that happened this weekend. But there's a caravan of possible immigrants coming in our direction. And it's not unusual to have like 1,500 of them at a time. But these are in a caravan coming through Mexico. Mexico is allowing it. I don't know if they're going to escort them up to the border or what, and they're all going to go along the border, line up, and you know, facing the border, and then charge across the border. I'm not sure how they're going to do it. And what do you do if you're the border patrol? I mean, you've got to have satellite imagery of them. Okay, this is where they're at. But, you know, then what do you do with them? You turn them around, send them back? I don't know. You know, do you get a feeling that this is going crazy again? Anyway, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank that is expanding throughout the area, throughout our valley here. The newest Their newest branch, of course, is at 1845 California Street, and has extended business hours, extended lobby hours. They have it all there, and it's all a local bank. Go on down to Cornerstone Community Bank and experience how they're moving local dreams forward. We'll be right back after these messages.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This Security Moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar. I'm here with Jeb Allen, owner of Palomar Homes, and we're here at the Salt Creek Heights subdivision.
We're very fortunate to be involved with Powerhouse as they do such a great job on the installation. It's clean, it's simple, it's a no-brainer. The first 34 home buyers in Salt Creek subdivision comes with a solar setup already.
The thing that to me is exciting is that each home has the ability to turn their home into a zero-energy home. And they can be part of making this a zero-energy community. The system that we're installing, up to 10 panels, will eliminate all of the kilowatt-hour usage of that home. And if they add a pool, if they add an electric car in the future, then at that point they can add more solar to offset those loads as well.
We've already recognized quite a bit of savings by using SunPower and Powerhouse Solar.
If you'd like more information on Salt Creek Heights and how Powerhouse Solar can zero out your energy bill, call 275-5600 today.
The Red Bluff Roundup is on. April 20th, 21st, and 22nd. Get your tickets now. $250,000 is up for grabs for 600 of the toughest cowboys and cowgirls. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab up the good seats while you can. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is family night, brought to you by Food Max and Tri-Counties Bank. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday is Wells Fargo Bank and Red Bluff Dodge Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert by country music stars Morgan Wallen and Chris Lane.
Sun going up, down, up, back home, home, girl.
And Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Red Bluff office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Too fast to prepare for this. Tripping in the world could be dangerous. Everybody circling is vultures. Negative, negative.
These are my guys, too. I like these guys. Imagine Dragons.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460. April 2nd, 2018, my friends. 19 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, 54 degrees, going up to 73 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give him a call. 365-3793.
You asked Bob to play some interesting and different.
Just come up and do some
stuff. Love that,
I
because
like that
could rock my world right there.
Keep going, buddy.
Imagine Dragons has had quite a cult following, but this last album of theirs really has nailed the charts, and they've had about four or five good hits off of it. Great band.
All right. Hey, Friday, we had the Jake's Banquet. Jake's, if you remember, is I've been involved with. We take young hunters out who have not, between ages of 12 and 15, who have never been turkey hunting before. We take them and their guardian out, and the week before the season starts this weekend, and we try to get them a turkey. And if we can't get a turkey, we want to make sure they have an enjoyable event where they can get out there and see what it's like and see turkeys coming in and calling turkeys and all that. Well, then we have the Jake Banquet on Friday, a week after that. So it was just a great event. It's held down in Anderson in the city, I guess in the City Hall down there. City Hall, and they have a room there that you can rent, which we did. And we everybody just had a great time. The food's provided by Dill's Deli, and Mike Dill does just a wonderful
job.
And then people have donated something, but the Wendell Stout family, Wendell and his wife and his son Seth, have donated so much to this program. It's just unbelievable. And every one of those kids that hunted, 22 kids, walked out of there with a shotgun or a rifle for participating. Plus, they got a turkey vest. They've got, and I mean, just it was really quality stuff out there. Then time with the kids. Yeah,
It's really cool to have. Okay, it's one thing to have your family, kids interact with their family, but now they've been taken out by another adult, and there's a lot of interacting. So this is, some of these kids have never even been in the forest. Some of these kids have never been hunting, and it's a wide variety, a range of
people,
of kids. Yeah. They have to be 12, 13, 14,
15.
And 15. And so it was really wonderful to go to this banquet, which you're very much a part of, and Ted and Lisa did
Ted
such
Leidy,
a great job.
Ted
I'm
Leidy
telling you, this is
Lisa,
his passion.
Ted and Lisa Leidy. But Ted won an award last year from the National Wild Turkey Federation for the work he does in this thing. He thoroughly deserves it. But these kids get into the turkey calling contest, and it's great. These kids are really good, and then they're small kids. I mean, they're like
you have five different
12.
Calls they have to make in front of the crowd that
which I can't tell the
right,
difference anyway.
Hen and whatever it is. I don't know. There are all these five
turkey
titles.
Turkey flying down from trees.
Yes.
The cut and purr.
Yeah,
and
the cut and purr was cute.
Let me make a wild guess. Not one of these children were terrorized by the presence of fire.
Oh, no. Okay. I tell you what, you should have seen them. They were hugging him. My hunter, Bailey, won a 870 Remington shotgun.
A young lady?
Yeah, young lady. And won it with a turkey choke on it. And it was the right gauge, 20 gauge, because they can handle those all right. She was just ecstatic with it, and her whole family was there. In fact, her sister hunted last year. So it was a great event. So we want to just thank the people, especially the Stout family, for standing up and helping out and donating and helping, and all the hunt leaders, but also the landowners that let us out there. And I was talking to the landowner we were on, and he said, gosh, it was funny. He said, there's like 150 turkeys out there, and then they just all disappeared like a week before you all were coming out. And he says, after that last, he said, we didn't know where they went. And then that last day after you left, he says, it took them like the next day. Here they came, like 10 or 15 of them walking right down that trail out in the field. I went, well, okay, it's turkeys. They don't have the same time frame as I do. So, okay, anyway, that was great.
We walked across the bridge on Sunday.
After church?
That's right. We went to church at 9 o'clock service, which was wonderful. And then we walked across the bridge and, reminds us, and it hopefully will remind you to it just embodies the beautiful place we live in and takes about, 30 minutes?
Yeah.
Walk across the bridge and back.
And the water was low in the river, but... it was beautiful. All types of people out there walking. If you haven't done that, you just need to go out there and walk across the bridge, the Sundial Bridge. Bob, I'm going to give you a homework assignment here. We don't have enough to do this week.
Mm-hmm.
Like we said, the rug guys are coming in, ripping things out, the painters coming in. I put something on Facebook the other day, I think Thursday or Friday, that said 33 different ways that Yahoo and Google are getting your information.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean how deep they are. That they can look through your camera on your computer and your phone, see where you're at. Now, before you answer this, here's your homework assignment. If you haven't read that article that I posted on Facebook, I want you to go over and take a look at it. I'll send it to you, And I'd like you to tell me how much of that stuff's really true, because I said this. I said I found this, and it was from it looked like a reputable source. It wasn't like from "Hey, we're out to get you," you know, .com. But
in advance, I would say just because they can doesn't mean they are. I made the decision on Friday because a lot of people use the Facebook Messenger as a primary means of communication because email's just too slow. I have removed Facebook Messenger from my phone. I've kept it on my tablet, but my phone, my day-to-day carry device, I removed it. I'm finally done with them.
I don't have it on mine. Because mainly I probably didn't know how to put it on.
And I had advised people who use Messenger to reach me. It ain't going to work. And don't be all butthurt if I don't respond.
Well, interesting with the Messenger, I've used it. You know, sometimes you just see something and, oh, okay, let me try this. Not thinking of being tracked. Now, I will say that oftentimes in the Messenger, I will see, take me off your list.
Yeah.
I'll see that a lot. And I'm like, well, what list? So somebody sent out some mask thing and...
I try and kill those things off, at least five or six of those a day. Now, the other thing, though, is my phone, it keeps asking to know where I'm at. And the only time I've said yes to that is when I'm doing maps.
Yeah.
If they don't know where you are, it's hard for them to tell you where to get to.
Day to day, I recommend that people turn off location services.
I got locations off.
Because it's just become a security concern. It's no big deal to swipe into no matter which system you're on. It's no big deal to turn it on and off. Apps will bug you to turn it on, but I still use Facebook as a contact tool on my tablet under my control. That's the big thing.
Yeah, well, we put out who's going to be on the show the next day on it, and that kind of thing. And I'll look through a couple, and I'll look down the page, and I will put things on there like stupid things and memes. But
you do?
Oh yeah, I have to admit. Like I had the fur missile coming through the window.
Yeah.
When the policeman says, "Please step out of the car, sir," and you refuse, and here's a picture of this German Shepherd just coming through a car window right at you, and it's like. Okay, I think I'll get out now.
What has amused me about this whole, you know, the Russians swung the election through Facebook. If you depend on a social network as your sole source of information to make such decisions, well, bad on you.
Yeah. We're moving on. You know, there's not a lot of pictures or statues, I guess, of Confederate generals in the state of California. So now we're going after... Native American activist groups are going after President McKinley's statue in Arcata. And we know where Arcata is.
Oh, my goodness.
We have friends that will go to school there. And we just have a group, you know, great group of people that we know. Anyway, because he is offensive to Native Americans. And as one of them says, he's a proponent of settler colonialism. And the mayor of the town, the city council voted 4-1 to take it down. Same as Robert E. Lee. According to the mayor, McKinley's the same as Robert E. Lee. He's offensive to people because of he stood for the expansion out into the West, and
so they're going to make McKinleyville change the name and all those businesses.
Well, the thing is, it's been there since 1906, and it's going to cost like $65,000. It's going to take months and months because of the environmental impact statement they're going to have to make to take it down. Meanwhile, there's other people in the town. They're circulating a petition that says, "Hey, let us vote on this instead of just the five of you making this decision."
I understand there were injustices, but is it really that wise to just rewrite history because you don't like what it says?
You can look at Lincoln, I'm sure, and you can see things that Lincoln has written. And things that Lincoln did that would be offensive to people. Are we going to just start doing that? The whole thing to me is offensive. But, okay, I hope everybody's having a great day. We're going to be starting here with our lineup of guests and all the different things that are going on. I would like to say is that for the we still need some money for that veteran. We still need some money for that.
The ramp?
The ramp and the... extension. We've raised a certain amount of money, but we still need some more. Now, here's a chance to give some money, to donate money to a 501c so you can write it off. But here's the thing, is 97-year-old World War II prisoner of war, And all we need to do is get a ramp up into his house, and the, you know, the people are expanding the doorways. And then, frankly, you know, I'm not sure how much longer he can live, but they're not going to let him go back to his own home where his things are, because there's no way of getting the wheelchair up there. So you know, I'd like to say a big shout-out to Susan Clark. Thank you for your offers in this, and we might do that. But we're going to find out this week. I should be getting some ideas today. But if you want to help with this, please, just stop by here with a check, and we'll put it in there. We'll put it in this final amount there. But you know, I appreciate the people that helped. I really do. But we still need, you know, it's $4,000, and we still need at least half of that to help this guy. I hope to, you know, take it and get that this week. So, okay, 7:31 in the morning right here at KCNR 1460.
Currently 54 degrees. Today's going to be, our highs will be 73 and our lows of 45. We'll see you on the other side. KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Real people, real winners. Experience the thrill of yelling bingo and play at Wind River Resort and Casino. Don't miss our paper-only night every Monday. $200 drawing every session. Rock and roll bingo and $10,000 progressive bingo. At the end of the month, one lucky winner will win a Trinity Alps helicopter tour for three from Air Shasta Rotor and Wing in our Sights for Eyes drawing. Earn drawing tickets all month long. Receive three tickets on Triple Ticket Tuesdays. Don't miss our $500 midweek drawing every month. Ask about Bingo's Give Back promotion and special drawings every session. So grab your friends and play Bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino. If you don't like to dob, let the machine do the work for you. Free sales available. Machines only, hands-free. Who says you can't win them all? Play Bingo with a Trinity Alps helicopter tour for three in our Sights for Eyes drawing. You only have to be 18 to play. Check out our Bingo calendar and download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. Bingo calendar subject to change. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR1460 station right here in the city of Reading, and and our license, as we say, too, is Old Shasta. We're out there also. It is 26 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, and this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Alliance Heating and Air, what a great group of people over there. Been in the business for over a quarter of a century. voted best in the North State. Any type of heating and cooling system is Alliance Heating and Air can handle. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air.
Well, we always know that we love to have our local charities on and talk about wonderful things that are happening and fundraisers. In the quarter hour to 8 o'clock, we have some headlines that we're going to go over. But right now we have in the studios our special guest, John Tesello. Am I saying it right?
Tesello.
Tesello.
You said it right. You said Tesello when you met him.
Okay, so. John Tesello. Good morning.
Good morning, and
like
thank
Cello.
You. Thank you for having
Johnny
us, like Cello.
Johnny T.
And also known as Johnny T. Yeah.
It's Johnny T.
And we'll go along with that thumbs up for Alliance. They're the ones that put in the system at the Guild and the Sons of Italy Hall. So we're with you on that. Great people.
All right. So you have a new name.
Yes.
Formerly known as the Redding Grange.
Since 1952, it's been the Redding Grange, part of the California Grange. And can't get into the long details of it, but back in 2013, the National Grange got in a rift with the California State Grange, our parent organization, and they revoked their charter. We've been hanging out on a limb since 2013, and we formally changed our name over to the Guild, which about 80 other community granges have.
So this is the Redding Community Guild,
same
formerly
group.
Known as the Artist Prince.
No, we're not doing that symbol thing. No, no. We are the Guild. We're the same people. The same people you've been doing with business with all these years, same group of people, our same parent organization. But the litigation stated that the Guild, the California Guild, could no longer use the name. But it's the same folks. We're
it's
doing
the same
works.
Same place.
Exactly.
Same great guys and girls.
Sons of Italy.
That's it. You know, in 30-plus years, the Sons of Italy has leased that the Guild property.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where most people know it, because the Sons of Italy is a very active organization.
Right.
You've been down there many times over the years. You all have.
We were there for St. Patrick's Day. It was wonderful.
Oh, wasn't that something?
Wow. Yeah,
I saw you there with the show, with the Starship.
Yeah. Absolutely. They opened it. It was lovely.
You're there for the Wings of Angels. I know you've attended Christmas parties down there. Same group of people.
So they're going to now you've got this is your latest way of helping our community, and you help it in like 1,000 different ways.
And this is again the Guild, formerly known as the Grange, is a smaller organization. They do it on the property. So we have one fundraiser every year, and this is it.
Okay.
And this is a spaghetti feed fundraiser with wonderful door prizes from our local businesses and homemade desserts. We do this every year. We've been able to put out two $1,000 scholarships every year for two very deserving local high school seniors. So it's a good event.
What do you look for in your board that picks picks the scholarship? Is there something specific you're looking for in an individual?
There is a criteria. We're looking for grades. We're looking what they do in school academically, what they do in the community activity-wise, extracurricular events. Do they help out? And what are their goals? What do they want to do? Underwater basket weaving, no condom snorting, by the way, for these kids.
You heard.
It almost made me run off the road with
just,
that one.
Is that disgusting? But
it
okay.
was.
But you paid attention.
When you read these applications of all these kids, you wish you had 15, 20 scholarships because they are all deserving.
Absolutely.
It really puts your faith back in the youths.
Right.
You know?
and that's a beautiful thing that we're seeing, too. This generation that is coming up. I mean, we tease about this other gross stuff at the with the pods, the Tide pods, and all this stuff, and you think, okay, well, that's making the headlines. But meanwhile, in Redding, California, ladies and gentlemen, in the North State,
in
Shasta, Lake City, and in Anderson, and all the five counties we have here, we've got some kids that have a lot on the ball.
They really are great kids. Again, you wish you had scholarships for every one of them. The grade point averages are off the chart. And again, the stuff they're taking is one thing to get an A in physical ed and in flower arrangement or, you know, I'm joking about some of the stuff, but these kids are taking calculus and trig and algebra 3.
They're going for the future.
They are. And so, you look at their goals that they've set for themselves. So we, really do like to help them out, and this is our way of doing that.
And that's this Sunday.
This Sunday coming up. Don't plan on cooking. Come down and eat with us.
4 to 7 p.m., eat in or take out. That's great for those who are on the go.
I just sent out an email to my fire department friends because they hold the record for taking out spaghetti meatballs at the Wings of Angels. So I'm encouraging them, come on down and if you're on duty, bring your fire truck up, and we'll load you up with the spaghetti meatballs.
That's fantastic. So 4 to 7 Sunday, it's on Cedars Road. You know, that's off of 273 back in that area. Which
it's easy
street?
To find. You just take one street
off
over.
Kenyon. Yeah, off Kenyon. Yeah. Go south, turn right on Kenyon. Can't miss us.
Spaghetti and meatballs, salad and garlic bag for $12 per adult, $5 per child under 12 years of age, and for your dessert cupcakes, just 50 cents.
And
you can go in.
Great door prizes, too.
Great. Go on in. Mm-hmm. And find a parking place and go on and know that they've got great raffle prizes. And can you pre-buy your tickets?
You sure can. My phone number's on there, on that flyer, if you want to give that out. But if nothing else, buy them at the door. The thing is, come on down. And Frankie's over here, my good friend Frankie Rose.
Frank Rose.
Our little group is getting smaller and smaller all the time, and we're looking for folks that would like to be a part of a nice community organization such as the Guild. We've got a good history, just a little name change. So come on down and talk
to
a guild.
You have to be Italian?
No, this is a guild. Yeah, you just got to be somebody who wants to help out in your community. And I'm looking at them right here. I got a room full.
Okay, so what is the criteria for becoming a guild member, running a community guild?
And actually, unlike some fraternal organizations, like the Sons of Italy, they talk about Italian heritage, this and that. You got the Sons of Norway. Even though it's open to everybody, that's kind of like the criteria. But the Grange is just people that are interested. It was set up, I said the Grange, the Guild has to do with folks interested in husbandry, agriculture, or just being part of a great community organization. And coming to the Guild and having a place where you can meet and do great things for you in your community, such as this, a fundraiser, and different events like that.
This Sunday, April 8th, from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Reading Community Guild, used to be known as Reading Grange, at 4850 Cedars Road, right off of 273. And the benefits of this goes to the scholarship funds, where they give two $1,000 scholarships to two of our local young people in town who are heading off or will head off to college. It's 4 to 7 p.m. You can eat there or take it out. Spaghetti with meatballs, salad, and garlic bread. It's only $12 per adult and $5 per child under 12 years of age. And you get dessert cupcakes at 50 cents apiece. Raffle items and more. And if you want to buy your tickets early, you give John a call at 365-5978. Or if you didn't get all of this, just kind of take a look at our come on down, look at our window out there. We'll have one of these plastered on the window.
Okay, wait a minute. We have two tickets we're giving away right now on the air. Of course, you know, you guys are so generous. So two tickets. And we encourage when you call in for these two tickets that you do buy two more. Of course, because it is a fundraiser. But this is encouraging you to get your friends to go with you. Reading Community Guild Spaghetti Feed Fundraiser. Give us a call, 605-4567, and you can go to the event on this Sunday from 4 to 7, where you can drive through and get your takeout.
You don't have to stay there the whole time. You just come in. You can eat, be in and out in 20 minutes, probably.
605-4567.
If you win a raffle prize, we'll get a hold of you. You're not in the building.
There you go. So you don't have to be present to win.
Correct.
But you have to be present to come down and pick up your tickets. 605-4567. We're going to take a break, and we're going to be right back after these messages. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. He knows the ins and outs of fixing windshields at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. There's no practicing with him. He's been doing it for decades. And he looks at it like this. He doesn't want to fool around with your family safety. That's the bottom line. Crackmaster Windshield Repairs. He's a master windshield repair specialist. Give Jeff Wurst a call. And by the way, it's a better-known business. At 241-8373 or check it out at 3208 South Market Street. That's Crackmaster Windshield Repairs. And it wasn't him that was fixing the windshield the other day that had the accident. That was not him. Crackmaster Windshield Repair.
You fill my heart with gladness. Take away all my sadness.
Ease my troubles, that's what you do. For the morning sun and all its glory, greet the day with hope and comfort too.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipes, sweet cream pancakes, hickory-smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Steck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Redding.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
This is Carl Bott, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting, and Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in their stucco would be a couple things to look for, and then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Mark Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, That estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
And now, Carl and Linda Box. This is Free Fire Radio.
Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. Monday, the day after April, I can't believe this, that we actually are trying to give away tickets to a free spaghetti feed, or it would be free.
Yeah, no, we've got two tickets for the Reddit Community yeah. Guild. No, we've got some more tickets here, so give us a call, 605-4567, and you can eat in or take out great spaghetti and meatballs and garlic bread and salad.
Fixed by the
and
sons
just come by the studio and get these tickets, but give us a call first, okay? So we know we can, anyway, that's going to be cool. Hey, okay. You want to hear about the headlines, just about some of the top headlines, and we'll do quickly. You want to
sure.
comment on them. Spring shock, Trump hits 50% approval.
Well, you know what? This is making, this will make Democrats crazy because here, though, all the media has been attack, 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 attack. He's stepped on himself I don't know how many times, and there is no way at all that a president is tweeting this much and is offending this many people at one time, and still his approval rating is going up. And so you have to ask yourself why. Well, I think it's the economy. Stupid. I think the economy is going really well. I think he's making the steps about, hey, I want to take back our borders, and we're going to stop that. You know, if you want to keep fighting with me, the dock is off the table. That's fine. We'll just do that. So I think that, you know, it doesn't mean it's going to hang in there. It could be like it's there and it's hanging on until then until all of the mainstream media turns on it again.
Next in the headlines, Winnie Mandela is dead at, rest in peace, at 81.
Nelson's wife.
Yes.
Yes. She was a force there.
Yeah.
She was a force in South
Africa. DNA test for IQ.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I don't see how they can do that.
See, here's my thing about...
I would have to read the whole article on something like that.
You know, because here's my thing about IQ. You're giving a number which then can, you know, I think the brain grows and changes. At what age do you give an IQ for DNA?
No, the DNA test is...
Yeah, but I mean, at which age do you
test for it?
Because once you get a number... That could be stifling.
Well, you know what? There's these stupid movies you see. Bob knows every one of them, is where they make these decisions at infancy. And then, you know, these science fiction things. And then there you are for the rest of your life stuck with that one thing.
Yeah, the movie was called Gattaca, Ethan Hawke,
yeah.
And was actually kind of prescient about what we're seeing.
Now, did you see about this machine, a computer, that can now, artificial intelligence, that can read your thoughts?
No, I believe it when I see it.
Well, it says you can read your thoughts and it prints them out.
Hmm.
And I, you know, it sounded so far out there, I didn't go back and take a look at it. But I've seen that headline in two or three different places.
Interesting.
Supposedly, artificial intelligence that, you know, it can read your thoughts and then type them out.
Mm.
I'm just wondering how. You know, I mean, what is it? Is it? They've got these machines, prosthetics that can do a lot. You know, if you're thinking about closing your hand, it closes. Maybe because it's attached to the nerves.
But as far as actual words and thoughts,
I would find that hard to believe, yeah.
All right, okay. CNN was slammed for hypocrisy over the weekend when the network glorified President John F. Kennedy's many infidelities after spending significant coverage painting President Trump as a monster for an alleged affair that occurred prior to his political career. While promoting the Kennedy, CNN hailed the 35th president's legendary love life before asking, did one of his affairs connect him with the mob? The tweet featured video detailing JFK's relationship with actress Judy Campbell, who was allegedly intimate with the head of the Chicago Mafia, while also having an affair with the president.
Well, that's kind of, you know, that's weird that they would do that. I mean, first of all, if Kennedy had the same sexual appetite and he was running for office today, he would never make it. He wouldn't have made it in 10 years ago. I mean, it's still a surprise to me that Clinton is still revered by so many Democrats when he's nothing but a predator, and has been proven, a rapist, which has been proven. The fact is that when you talk about that, how can you, I mean, I don't, you know, it's, you can talk about Kennedy being a president, you know, and talk about his accomplishments. And then if you want to, you can also say he was also a man of, he was never faithful to his wife. And he had numerous affairs, including Marilyn Monroe. And you're right, the mistress of a mobster out of Chicago, who, by the way, if you read history and you believe what they're writing, is Chicago was brought into the Kennedy camp. They guaranteed that they'd win the city of Chicago when he was running against Nixon, and they delivered Chicago with thousands and thousands of votes of people that were dead, no longer living in Chicago, and all these other things. They won it by cheating in Chicago, because that was the state that put him over. Anyway.
In Oklahoma, teachers walk out of school and protest for higher pay. Tens of thousands of Kentucky and Oklahoma teachers.
Well, it's Kentucky, it's been West Virginia, it's been several of these states that one of them actually got a 16% raise, and they said, that's not enough. That's not enough. that's what they're saying. Not enough. So this is going, you know, that they're talking about how much money, the money they're not making. So in a lot of these states, they're doing these massive walkouts and strikes until they get paid more. And one of them was it has to do with bargaining and health care and all these other things. So, frankly, I think they ought to take a really good look at how much we pay teachers in a lot of these states where there's smaller rural areas and how much money we put into the teachers and the schools there. And I think we need to redistribute the wealth from Hollywood.
Well, this article was also about the fundings, not just for teachers, but for students and programs for students.
Yeah.
So, okay, here's one that you'll like. About 75 students at Rockledge High School in Central Florida walked out of class in support of the Second Amendment on Friday.
That's a great idea. And you know what? There's another school right down here in Rockland, California,
mm-hmm.
where they're trying to say, then fine, then we're going to do a walkout also, protesting abortion. And this has got all the executives excited about this. And they said, well, hey, if we can walk out and protesting the Second Amendment and guns, we want to protest the murders and of abortion. So, I mean, this is, you know, be careful about what you start because it can keep going on and on and on. I bet if I was a senior in high school, I could find some reason to walk out every day. I don't like the way they're treating manatees in Florida. I think that there's too much algae in the Pacific around the Tahitian Islands. I need to walk out today. I think that there's not enough turkeys in Northern California. That's a walkout. In fact, I could be gone for 2 days on that while I'm counting them. You two are just both on your little computers.
No, I'm
just
listening.
Going
I think you're funny.
I'm trying to find one of your songs, but I'm listening to you going,
you've got your tongue in cheek about, you know, manatees and algae. Okay, I got that.
Well,
hey, London
really.
Murder rate overtakes New York City for the first time.
That's what I wanted to say. That was one of the things.
Okay.
They talk about it that, the murder rate in New York is high and all this. But look at London. London, where there's no guns. London, where there's just knives and clubs and fist. And the murder rate in London is now higher than it is in New York City. Think about this, my friends. They want to take away guns, which they did. So now the murder rate, so now you have no way of protecting yourself. The murder rate has surpassed it. And I think that you're going to see that the murder rate in London is also going to surpass several other cities. Why? Because of the unparalleled immigration they've had, the non-assimilation of people into their culture, and the fact that a lot of these organizations or a lot of these groups of people who've come in have formed into gangs. And when you go to London, you can go down streets, and there is no English spoken. And I'm not talking about one street. I'm talking like blocks.
Yeah.
And I know because I've been
Old
there.
Whole communities.
Yeah.
Last year, there were a total of 80 fatal stabbings in the capital, the most in almost a decade. And official figures show that 2017 was the worst year for knife deaths among young people since 2002. 46 people aged 25 and under were stabbed to death in London, up by 21 compared to the previous year.
What'd I say? They don't have guns. If you don't have guns, you'll find other things. In this case, it'll be knives and it's machetes. And they attack people. They've attacked policemen. They've attacked people for no reason. It's not just gang stuff. There's just a undercurrent of violence in London now. So okay, last headline.
The last headline would be
Marilyn Monroe. They're going to do her with 3D.
Okay, Trump is warning Mexico.
Oh, about if they bring these people in?
Linked his proposal to build a barrier between the U.S. and Mexico to ongoing NAFTA negotiations as he renewed a warning that the flow of illicit drugs and undocumented immigrants from the country must stop. So he has said via Twitter, the U.S. Southern's neighbor for doing very little if nothing to stem illegal immigration narcotics from flowing across the border. He repeated a threat he made earlier this year warning that successful trade act renegotiations may hinge on Mexico making efforts to secure its side of the border. There you go.
Won't happen. Won't happen. Hey, we're going to be right back after these messages with Enjoy the Magazine.
Community Talk Radio from the North State, AM 1460, KCNR, Shasta. Reading News brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. See their newly remodeled store, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. In Kentucky and in Oklahoma, thousands of public school teachers have taken the day off. Kentucky educators protesting changes in their pension plan. And correspondent Matt Small says teachers in Oklahoma don't like the pay hike they'll be getting.
It isn't clear how long the teacher walkout will last. It's inspired by a similar one by West Virginia teachers who won a 5% raise after going on strike there. Just last week, Governor Mary Fallon signed legislation that upped taxes on cigarettes, fuel, and oil and gas production to provide teachers with raises of about $6,100 or 15% to 18%.
China imposing steep tariffs on certain U.S. imports. It's a response to President Trump's tariffs on steel and aluminum brought into this country. Most goods targeted by China are targeted for a 25% tariff. The story of Jesse Hernandez has a happy ending. The 13-year-old tumbled into a drainage pipe in a Los Angeles park yesterday while celebrating Easter with his family. That led to an all-out search for the teenager. And this morning,
the Bureau of Sanitation was opening up a maintenance hatch to place the camera into there, and that's where we located Jesse Hernandez, alive and talking.
And that's Eric Scott with the Los Angeles Fire Department. It's a White House tradition dating back 140 years.
Welcome to the 2018 White House Easter egg roll.
And there is plenty of excitement today on the South Lawn with nearly 30,000 adults and kids on hand for that annual event, the White House Easter egg roll. On Wall Street, stocks are sharply lower this hour. The Dow is now down about 260 points, while the NASDAQ Composite Index is off 149, the S&P down 42. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For a free quote, call 800-523-3771. That's 800-523-3771. 800-523-3771 or go to selectquote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Mexico's leading presidential candidate is hitting back at criticism from President Trump and Mr. Trump's renewed threat to cancel NAFTA.
President Donald Trump insists Mexico must stop drug and people flows, saying little or nothing is being done to stop illegal migrants flowing across its southern borders, warning that if not, then he'll stop what he terms Mexico's cash cow, the NAFTA. He also reiterates that a border wall will be built. At a rally in the border city of Juarez, left-wing Mexican presidential candidate Andrés Manuel López Obrador hits back, stressing Mexico won't be treated like a piñata, also stressing walls don't resolve social problems. He says Mexico needs new, self-reliant economic policies. James Pierce, Mexico.
A 29-year-old Gaza man has died of injuries suffered from Israeli army fire during last week's mass protest along the Gaza border. News and analysis, townhall.com. The former VA secretary downplaying concerns about his potential successor.
David Shulkin says he supports the person President Donald Trump has selected to replace him.
President Trump selected Dr. Ronnie Jackson, the White House physician. Concerns have been raised over his lack of managerial experience. But Shulkin tells CNN he knows Dr. Jackson and he believes he is an honorable man who wants to do the right thing. Shulkin also says the key to improving the VA is to surround the VA secretary with a good team. Shulkin made his comments even as controversy swirled over his departure. The White House says he resigned. Shulkin says he was fired. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
New surges in use of methamphetamine and cocaine mixed with a powerful synthetic opioid, contributing to a rising drug overdose death tolls in already hard-hit Ohio. County coroners across the state have started releasing their 2017 tallies. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning. It's the 2nd of April, 2018. It's 6 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. And the news is always brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week. And great service, great walk-in humidor. Tobacco and Brew.
Let's go to the phones with our first call on this beautiful Monday morning with Sally. What's happening with your meetings tonight?
Well, we are moved into our new location. This is our first meeting at the church on 2570 South Bonneview Road. We're no longer at the Bocelli Lane meeting place. And so we're going to do a dry run there tonight because we're not all that familiar with their sound system and the stuff that they've got going on there, but we do have a couple of our own people going to do some little in-house talks. So I invite people to just come on out, find out what it's all about. We will have the Jefferson meeting at 5:30 if people are interested in what's going on with Jefferson. And we had a great thing down in Corning over the weekend, the Jefferson Fest down there. A lot of families came out with their kids. So we're moving right along, and we do have a new location.
Okay, where's this again? Is this
it's at the church on 2570 South Bonneview Road, where we used to meet a couple of years ago.
That's what I thought. So you're in that same area then down there.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the Jefferson meeting starts at 5:30, and our regular meeting starts at 6.
Okay, Sally, thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
You bet.
Bye.
All right, our weather this morning here, and good morning on KCNR 1460. You just dialing or tuning in, or you've got us on online. Good morning for our chat pack, Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio on this KCNR 1460 AM. Mostly sunny today with our highs of 73, lows of 45. Tomorrow calls for a high of 76 and a lows of 51. Wednesday mostly cloudy with a high near 74. And Wednesday night, we start with our chance of rain. And Thursday and Thursday night, rain. Friday with cloudy and rain with around 65. And Saturday, rain with around 69. Sunday, chance of rain, partly sunny with a high near 70. That's the forecast, so we know from Wednesday on we are going to get rain here in the North State. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. And now, you know, we should have like a theme song for the Enjoy.
We should do Ruffle and Flourishes.
I want Rhonda Alvey. are with us this morning, Rhonda Ball Alvey.
Yes.
And they are the founders of Enjoy the Magazine. And what's the edition number on this one?
139.
She just pulls that right out of her head. She's got things in there that scare me.
Me too.
After working with you for so long, I imagine that there's probably a lot of things in there that probably scare her. It would scare all of us if we just knew about them.
So you think about the content with that many issues that have been now released into the North State, and the cover of this one, of course, is very apropos because we're coming into the Red Bluff Roundup and the Reading Rodeo. But April is also cool April Nights. There's so many things that happen, and now we're in spring, and so many wonderful things. So good
morning,
guys.
Goodness we're having the rain.
Yes.
Because I mean, gosh, my car. Every day we wake up this morning, and it literally was green from top to bottom, front to back.
From all the pollen. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, good morning,
oh,
James.
Yeah.
Good morning, Rhonda.
Good morning. That wind blowing like this.
Okay.
You know, we were up shooting in Cedarville years ago, and we were sitting out in this field, and they had these spruce trees, spruce or sometimes spruce or pine.
Oh, my goodness.
And
this
when
was
they,
interesting.
When, and there was four of them in a row, and then one released its pollen. It was almost like an
chain
explosion.
Reaction. Yeah.
It was almost like an explosion.
It,
it just went and all that. And then when it did that, the other three right in a row did the same thing.
Yeah.
And it was so much pollen. And then we were watching it, and we were watching and go, no, don't let that happen. And
yeah.
The wind shifted toward us. And, I mean, you literally had to get in the car, roll up the windows and everything.
Wasn't
and
that cool?
There.
Mother
it's
Nature.
Mother Nature.
But it was the way it did it. It was just like an explosion. With no real noise,
yeah.
But it just went like
hey,
that, and just one after another.
Speaking of Mother Nature, we were out with some friends who have a beautiful home in the river last night. Easter, of course, and they invited us over for dinner. And I just marveled at the butterfly action right now. We have so many butterflies that are like doing the butterfly dance, the two of them together, and then and to hear the trees and just have, you know, be have that quiet with the river and have it's beautiful. Dusk is my favorite time when it seems to be the most action for wildlife, and then they kind of go to perch and whatever they do. But so
did
I
you get the lovely other part of that, the mosquitoes?
You know, like they were starting to come out.
Yeah, but that was after the sun went down.
I went out to fix some of my work on my one of my twins. They just turned 16. Him and I were doing work on his mom's car, and we were out there, and I just was like, "Damn!" And the mosquitoes were on my legs. You could feel them biting, and I thought,
that's
"Boy, that happens just so fast."
That's because you're a hot blooded guy, and that's
so
where, that's where they go for is the heat.
With the Enjoy Store, are there new mosquito repellents coming in that are all all natural and stuff?
Yeah, we have quite a few of them now. I think we have three or four different local makers that do the whole essential oil
base. I understand one of them, the oil, is based on llama poop. Because it's organic then.
Oh,
that you put it on, and it's not the fact that maybe it chases mosquitoes away, but nobody else
wants to be around
near you. So
hey, you know, coffee beans that come out the back end of cats.
Yes.
You know, there's all kinds of things.
I've actually received those as a gift.
And you know what? We still have those. Because I have not been able to open that up and serve myself.
Even
that
in
much.
Desperate moments when there's nothing left.
There's no coffee left. No. What about the cat poop
coffee?
No,
not going to do it. Somehow I just can't wrap my brain around it. But anyway.
So, you know, when a yak poop spray, I don't know. I mean, anything's possible.
Now, getting back into good morning.
I've been kind of like this all morning. Yeah.
139. Did you say 139?
139,
yeah. So that means 139 magazines have been issued.
Yes. And yesterday, I realized that this last night, you know, how Facebook has, you know, your memories.
Yes.
Yesterday was my 13th anniversary of working for Michelle and Yvonne.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And Facebook has a lot more than just those memories.
Yes.
And most we found out recently.
Yes, they certainly do. We have discussed that this morning. Like, can you see me taking a bath? Hi.
you mean because Facebook and the amount of stuff it
Hello.
Can pull.
Oh, yeah.
Let me ask you this question, because people ask us similar questions. Do you ever get so that, oh, my God, what are we going to put into the issue as opposed to, oh, what do we have to leave out of the issue?
It's more like, what do we have to leave out?
Yeah, I was wondering.
Because we get story ideas from people constantly. You know, I have...
And good ones.
Yeah, I have hundreds in my email that it's crazy. So there's plenty to write about. And that was our biggest fear when we started, that we wouldn't have enough to write about.
But, and actually, it's very frustrating because there's so... Because we only come out once a month. It's very frustrating because you want to cover, you know, just even within a 2-month window, so much can change and something new can pop up. And, you know, we've got a schedule and the magazine is already written. And, you know, then you like want to immediately change course or, you know, add something.
Because something big has happened like that.
Oh, yeah. You know.
Well, we used to book our guests a couple weeks sometimes when Diane was in charge of it. She'd go for a whole month.
Yeah.
Right.
And getting people. But the problem was with that I didn't have the ability to to break that and bring in people if something big's happened. So
right.
we stopped that. But mm-hmm. that did it for a couple months. But that you're even
right.
even more because you've got to get your stuff out and into the printer.
Right.
By
we're
the
working
10th
on
or
May.
11th. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the June stories are due today. So yeah. So and we have our editorial calendar pretty much done through for the next 8 months.
Mm-hmm.
So and it's not done because things change and business might not mm-hmm. be ready or whatever. So. Yeah.
Well, we're going to have to take a break, and we know that this is the first Monday of the month here. It's a beautiful day, and we always welcome and it always get, recharged with Rhonda and James and what's happening with the Enjoy and the stories, and it's just so wonderful because you can feel spring in the air. You can see it in the magazine. Can't wait to hear about the story. Can't wait to go in depth about some of the articles and come back and talk about, hey, your kids are turning 16. They turned 16. So yep. Let's hear about them driving and how much do they love to watch Cool April Nights? Are they into it?
My kids? Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, a lot of people, it's a big money maker bringing
that
people
awesome.
Through. And I know that you've got an article or beautiful pictures of classic cars.
That's collage.
So we're going to take a break and we'll be right back here on KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar. I'm here with Jeb Allen, owner of Palomar Homes, and we're here at the Salt Creek Heights subdivision.
We're very fortunate to be involved with Powerhouse as they do such a great job on the installation. It's clean, it's simple, it's a no-brainer. The first 34 home buyers in Salt Creek subdivision comes with a solar setup already.
The thing that to me is exciting is that each home has the ability to turn their home into a zero-energy home. And they can be part of making this a zero-energy community. The system that we're installing, up to 10 panels, will eliminate all of the kilowatt-hour usage of that home. And if they add a pool, if they add an electric car in the future, then at that point they can add more solar to offset those loads as well.
We've already recognized quite a bit of savings by using SunPower and Powerhouse Solar.
If you'd like more information on Salt Creek Heights and how Powerhouse Solar can zero out your energy bill, call 275-5600 today.
The Red Bluff Roundup is on. April 20th, 21st, and 22nd. Get your tickets now. $250,000 is up for grabs for 600 of the toughest cowboys and cowgirls. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab up the good seats while you can. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is family night, brought to you by Food Max and Tri-Counties Bank. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And at after party with live music. Saturday is Wells Fargo Bank and Red Bluff Dodge Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert by country music stars Morgan Wallen and Chris Lee.
I'm going up, down, up, back home, home, girl.
Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Red Bluff office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call him at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Been reading books of old, the legends and the myths, Achilles and his gold, Achilles and his gifts.
Well, welcome back to Green Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 in the epicenter of change in Redding, California, right downtown. 19 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 2nd of April. And this portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Home Helpers, if your loved one needs extra care at home, it's Home Helpers. Are they recovering from an injury or surgery? Then they're going to need some help. Well, then call Home Helpers. What if it's a long term? They can take care of your family for as long as it's needed, as long as you want them there. And they are trained, bonded, insured, and personally chosen by Sharon Clark, the owner, after she gives you a complimentary in-home consultation. It doesn't get any better than this because Home Helpers is the best. Give them a call at 226-8350 or check it out at readinghomehelpers.com. Home Helpers. Okay, we're here with
we're back.
Rhonda Alvey and James Misada from Enjoy the Magazine. There are so many great stories in here. There's one on tattoos. And, yeah, well, I mean, that's interesting.
It's kind of a little bit misleading in the article. And it says, you know.
It's not fake news, though.
No, it's not fake news. It's just a little mysteries. Bit more diverse of an article than it would appear.
Yeah.
Rhonda and I will just jump in kind of together. We're talking about the April issue of Enjoy, and of course, as you guys pointed out, it is our kind of nod to the
Western
and the spring of our area. There's a whole section here, something kind of new that we did. There's an entire area in the magazine that's all about the rodeo, Red Bluff Roundup, all that kind of stuff, which is something new that we did. And then there's a lot of stuff in here that, you know, revolves around spring, you know, bees, pollination, the blossoms for almonds. And
Which actually, driving to the Bay Area this weekend, they're pretty much gone.
Are they? Yeah. It was early
year.
Oh, the blossoms?
Yeah.
And then they said they bloomed and then they died.
Yeah.
Rain came
in. Do they come back?
I don't think so.
We may have lost our apples then.
Yeah.
So we have a little, I'm not sure what kind of apple it is, but I think we
well, anyway,
it.
So we're getting to the spiritual side of the mountain.
Tattoos. So it looks, and there's a lot of pictures of tattoos in this one, but it really is an article about the museum in Mount Shasta, and this is a, what would you call it, an exhibit that's coming through, and it's about the history of females in the tattoo world starting back in the early 19th century, and you know, a lot of people would be surprised to hear and see women.
I had no idea.
Yeah, back in the day were very much a push for the tattoo world back then. And it was very common for people or women to wear their family crest in a tattoo. It was big in, obviously, circuses, the tattooed lady, and they were covered from head to toe. So this is a really cool and unique, and it's part of their the Mount Shasta Museum is doing this kind of a unique thing to draw in younger crowds because, you know, tattooing is so part of our culture now. But it also goes on to talk about all the different other things that the museum is offering. And it talks a lot about the spirituality of Mount Shasta. The article is very interesting about people's beliefs that there's a lost city inside the mountain.
Of course, Lemuria.
Yeah. And it talks about it being a springboard for a lot of people to jump off into going into other galaxies.
Another dimension.
So, you know.
We have a show called Radio Wasteland on Mondays. Which is into this. And and he had a lady on the other day that takes people to the vortexes and gives them classes on that. And can you step through that vortex?
Yeah. So and that's what this article kind of is. I mean,
it's just about the exhibit that's at that.
Wonderful.
It's
very visual, and the pictures are amazing. I mean, obviously, what draws you in. Because
so where is the museum in Mount Shasta?
It's the Sisson Museum on North Old Stage Road.
Okay.
And it opened on the 31st of March, so it's brand new. So
fantastic.
And beyond this just being the stuff, the history of tattooings, there actually is going to be stuff from local tattoo artists represented there as well. So it's beyond. It's kind of a all-encompassing and very unique exhibit in the museum right now. And again, as I was saying, the museum has a lot of other things going on in there, even things for kids. There's, I guess, replicas of the lava tubes that the kids can crawl in.
Oh, how cool.
And, yeah. So,
well, I've not been to that museum.
So
that's
pretty
cool. They do a lot of really great things
that's
there,
great.
Too. So.
And then also in your magazine this month, and we all love this, It's before the tattoo article. Mm-hmm. Be kind.
Yes.
And one of the things that what I love about you, about what your magazine does, is it also educates in your articles. You know, when you read them, because I would not have known this, but California has 1,600 native bee species.
That's crazy.
Who'd have thought there was that many? Period. But yeah,
exactly.
And this is just in California.
That's just in California. So. Interesting about, you know, our bees. We know we have queen bee people that breed or whatever.
Yeah, just on their property hunting and saw them again. But he's kind of handed it down to his kids. But they push.
Is this out in Palisadro?
No, this one's up in Inwood.
Okay.
And up in that area. But okay. I think, I don't know who, could be down in Palisadro. I know of at least two. He's up in Inwood, and there's another one in Palisadro. They send queen bees all over the
world.
Right,
yeah.
Right. I mean, hundreds of thousands of queen bees.
Is it Wooten's?
Maybe, yeah.
Wooten's, yeah. So, well, it's Wooten is the guy I'm talking
interestingly
about.
Interestingly enough, my wife, who obviously is co-owner of Enjoy Magazine, she works, obviously, with us on a daily basis, but she's also the director of marketing for OHB, which is one of the premier apiary and queen bee breeders in North America. The family's been doing it for almost 75 years. It's down in Orland, and they also are breeders of queens that they ship all over the world as well.
They give them like a 3 or 4 day supply of food.
Yeah.
Off they go.
Well, some of the bee favorites in the North State Gardens are Shasta Daisy, which are the names of bees.
Mm-hmm.
Manzanita. I think this would be Ceanothus.
Mm-hmm.
Lavender.
Mm-hmm.
These are all bees?
No, these are what bees like.
California poppy.
Oh, these are what bees like.
Yeah. Okay. The gumweed.
Yep.
Santa Rosa Island sage, black sage, Russian sage. Interesting.
So you have to remember, it's a very interesting thing that bees, you know, so the honeybees that we're used to that are in these hives are actually originally come from Europe and were brought over centuries ago. The indigenous bees that are here in California, many of them are single bee, like, you know, they find a mate, they breed, they don't hive. They are, you know, they don't have a hive. They live in like burrows in the ground or in old dead trees. And they don't live in colonies, so they're very different than the colony bees that we, you know, associate with. Yeah. And then all these individual bees, many of them actually go after just certain types of indigenous flowers. So when we talk about habitat and all that kind of stuff, it's super important to remember that, you know, as man, we like things that are pruned and kept and clean. And so when we mow down fields just because they look good, quite often we are mowing down specific flowers that are needed to one specific type of bee. You know, so it's a very interesting proposition of what we do to habitat when we don't even really know what we're doing.
Well, the same thing with the monarch butterflies.
Yeah.
There's a certain type of, I think it's milkweed or something like that, that people cut down. But now a lot of farmers are leaving it in, you know, leaving along the line, you know, along their fence lines and all that. So, because the monarch butterflies come all the way from, in Mexico, and all the way back up. And it's like packing a lunch because they don't stop when they start going down. But it's amazing that the impact that just farming has when they start cutting down all these weed-like substances.
And there's a lot of things, I mean, with my wife working there that I've learned, because I love, love, love bees. And, you know, there was a change in the city of Reading ordinance recently that allows you to actually have a urban hive. So you can now have a hive in your backyard, which was never allowed before, but you can have a small hive. And a lot of people are doing that because it brings bees back into the city, and it helps with people and their fruit trees in their backyards and their gardens. And
well, you know, the thing too is that you bees are usually not aggressive. So if you have yourself a small hive, and we've had friends that have done that and had hives, but bees go through. And we went through this, you know, this one time when all the bees were dying from things happening in the hives or just disappearing.
Bee collapse,
hive collapses like this. But, you know, if you had one and, you know, had a small one in each neighborhood, it would just be such a great thing.
It would be.
For everybody there.
And you learn so much about bees. I don't know if you know this. This is probably a little morbid, but I'll say it anyway because it's just very cool, I think, is that these companies, they breed bees and then they're collected and then they put them in these little teeny balsa wood like boxes, and that's how they ship them. Mm-hmm. When you buy a queen, you can buy her either a virgin queen, which is just one that's been picked out and never been bred, or you can you get more, but you can ship a queen that's been bred, and you get more for them. Now, it's very interesting is that queen bees only are bred technically once in their life. So when I mean once, meaning just one time period. They might breed with several males or drone bees in that one little period, but once they're bred, that's it. So, and they only breed when they're flying, and it's usually at about an altitude of 100 feet. So a female will leave, a virgin will leave the hive and fly out to start a new hive, and while she's flying, she's bred by the drones. Well, while she's flying, they breed in midair, and then she rips the member off of the male bee. And she could be bred again in flight while she's going. But once that's done, it's
so the drone knows I'm dead.
Yeah,
and then I did my job.
And then she, for the rest of her life, wherever she gets now, she produces offspring for the rest of her life with never having to breed again. So she stores all that.
Yeah, fascinating.
Yeah. So
what is the name of that species? Is that the Loretta?
Lorena Bobbitt. Yeah.
Lorena Bobbitt species. There.
We're going to take a break, and just you want to tune in for more here on KCNR 1460.
This portion of the show brought to you by SST Oil. That's right, SST Oil. And right now, home maintenance is important to prepare for next winter. That's right now, April 9th through June 8th, SST Oil is offering a 20% off maintenance and 10% off all parts. Veterans get an additional 5% off. SST services, Toyotomi and Monitor brand heaters as well as water heaters year round. But now is the time for spring savings. That's SST Oil. Give them a call, 241-1167. SST Oil. We'll be right back with Enjoy the Magazine.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
People, real winners, the catch of a lifetime. Imagine winning a brand new Ranger bass boat from Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo. Cast your line and reel in the winnings at Wind River Resort and Casino. Play our Fortune Fishing. Swipe to win for your chance to win a brand new Ranger boat. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn four times the entries on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Win free slot play or prizes. Join us Mondays at 8 p.m. Win free slot play. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes. Imagine how much you and your family will enjoy reeling them in on the lakes and rivers in this fun-filled fishing boat. The more you play, the more chances you have to win. Final drawing is Monday, April 30th. Grand prize, a brand new Ranger bass fishing boat from Redding, Yamaha Sea-Doo. Fortune Fishing. Swipe to win at Wind River. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime. Playtime. All the time. All the time. At Wind River Resort and Casino.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention. Some 1968. Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Hi, this is Connor Sutton. Join me Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for my all-new sports show where I discuss local, regional, and even national stories, as well as bring on guests with incredible sports knowledge. So join us Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for Sports Talk with Connor Sutton, the only local sports show in Reading.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to this fabulous
I got this feeling
2nd of April.
Got my bones.
You feel that
it
feeling inside
electric,
your
baby,
body?
Turn it on.
Currently 54. Our highs today will be 73 with our lows at 45. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And we are live.
That's right. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. We're here with Rhonda Albee and James Posada from Enjoy the Magazine, Enjoy the Store.
Hi.
Enjoy the Stores, Enjoy the Magazine.
That was Justin Timberlake.
Oh, he's, oh, you know
he's
what?
He's on tour right now.
And I would see. I would want to go see him.
Yeah.
I bet you.
Yeah. They're giving tickets away all the time right now, I hear on the radio.
You know, I think he's somebody who's... all right, you guys, stop me. No, he's somebody who's appeared to has. I like somebody who can joke at themselves, laugh about, not take themselves seriously, and so therefore, when he does, when he's acted, it. I think he's wonderful, mm-hmm. and I
he's
love
a pretty
him.
Pretty well rounded.
Yeah,
guy.
SNL, yeah. And you see him being interviewed. He's not about like I'm so fat. Aren't I just fabulous? I mean, he's good. So anyway, yeah. Good stuff.
Delivery boy one says hello to Rhonda.
Dude.
In the
Ooh.
Chat room.
Oh.
Delivery boy one.
Hi, Ben.
Oh,
so
that's
do
it.
You number them? Do you number them now?
Delivery boy
they
two.
They get so tiring at the office. All
oh, my gosh. Hey, okay,
actually, can I give a shout out?
Please.
I promised that I would, and that is, you know, I've become quite a Dutch fan. My son works at Dutch Weather,
oh,
my oldest
yes.
son, right? He works at the North Market stand.
Love them.
And they're an amazing organization, and so I have become and have created a horrible, horrible addiction and habit, as you can see my cup here. But there's an art there. We have an ad in here that the McConnell Foundation does, and this is one that has been supporting. These are all citizens, concerned citizens, and this is about the organization that Tyler Ferris is spearheading, and this is kind of like the neighborhood watch for downtown kind of a thing. And so they're being supported. But I was going to give a shout-out to Trey Green, who's this lovely, handsome mm-hmm. little gentleman here that I tease. I think he looks just like John Legend.
Yeah.
Anyway, I went through my Dutch stand right here on the corner by your office. And I don't know if they would call that the Dutch, if that's Market Street Dutch or if that's Eureka Way Dutch, because it's right on the corner. So mm-hmm. anyway, one of those two streets.
One of the most popular
yeah.
locations.
And he obviously, Trey is in the magazine, which I gave him copies of. But then he said, where are you doing this morning? And I said, I'm going to my radio show with the bots. And he goes, oh, cool. Can you give us a shout out? And so I said,
yes.
Here's a shout out to the Dutch family. So anyway, thank you.
Well, you know what? There's a lot of people, including the guy running our running all of this to make sure we're all heard as a Dutch bro fanatic.
Also. Oh, yes.
So,
Mr. Bob,
it's the one that's
don't
read that. Oh, okay, never mind. Anyway,
something another chat.
We're back.
Yeah, something from chat there. I started to read it, and then I got halfway through it, and I thought I can't read that.
Okay. We're back live, of course, here on KCNR 1460 with our favorite segment of the month, and that's Enjoy with Rhonda Ball and James Masada. And we're going to the magazine because we want you to pick up a magazine or go into the store and see how fabulous Enjoy 13th year.
This will be our 12th year.
12th year.
Yeah.
Our 12th year of making beautiful things happen and for us to look
and for people to embrace how great where they live.
So there's a new business in town that's called the Extreme Escape.
Mm-hmm. What is that?
And it is
a lot of people are
becoming
confused.
Becoming the rage.
Yeah.
So
yes,
can you tell
they're
us,
everywhere.
What is this article? What's happening?
This is about the Extreme Escape, which is on Butte Street. And there's a couple in Reading, I believe.
Yeah.
But this is about the Extreme Escape on Butte. So anyway, it talks about the owners, Aaron and Jessica Souza. They opened up this game room, or it's an escape room, mm-hmm. because they really loved it. Mm-hmm. They had done it, and then they thought this would be a great thing to have in Reading. And
I
haven't done it either.
But my kids did. My niece came from Colorado. She's 13. And my son, oldest son, has just turned 20. My twins are 16. They were going to go to a movie and a dinner, and then which they did, but they did this before they did it all. So my brother booked them, and they went in it as a group. And I said, did they have fun? They said they loved it. I said, would you do it again? They said yes. And the best way that I could describe it for somebody is it's kind of like the, and this is just kind of, I'm pulling out of my head, so forgive me, but it's kind of like, what's that game, Clue?
Clue.
Yeah. But in, like, real life. So mm-hmm. you're trying to kind of figure out, they have different scenarios based on different rooms. And, you know, you might be a spy in one room. You might be, there may be a different scenario in another room. So there are different sequences or different stories.
Yeah. And you've got to escape from the room in 1 hour. Mm-hmm. They've got, you have to seal the information, unseal the information from 15 different types of locks
mm-hmm.
that they give you a briefing on before you go in there. But then you've got, it's a quick 20-minute or a rapid-fire pre-game orientation for a group of, in this case, 20 people that were going in there. There are some things you can move and some you can't. If everything's, if something seems stuck, it's meant to be that way. Don't force it. An exception is a fire extinguisher. there are no clues on it. Don't move it unless you set something on fire, which is probably a good idea. They bring in people from all over. It's kind of like a team building. You know, sometimes it's just a business coming in there, uh-huh. and it's a gives you a countdown, and you've got to figure out how to get out of there.
Yeah,
the Old West is one of them, and they've got a casino and one is a jail.
Yeah, so, and they're different. I mean, I think that they, you know, over time change them, and it sounds like that this couple from the article that I read spend time.
They had a Christmas-themed escape room.
Creating these scenarios and figuring them out to make them,
I think it would be, I don't know, I think I would, I don't know, I might get frustrated if I'm
I think it. If it's 50 minutes, I'm still not out there, I'm resorting to explosives. I'm taking that door out and we're going out in an explosive exit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like that.
Yeah. So, you know, maybe it's not, wasn't for, my fault. It's not for everybody, but I think, you know, when we were at commercial break, Linda was saying, I think I would want to go do it with my friends. But then she said, but this might be a really good way to just meet new people, too. You know what I mean?
Go kind of change like your name and go incognito. Yeah, and see what it would be like to interact with, you know, these are strangers.
Yeah.
And what would you do? Okay, like say you're in an elevator and the elevator stops. You're in somewhere and everything goes dead.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how do you interact with people?
Yeah.
And it really would test you.
And not everybody is, like, cut from that cloth. That, to some people, I'm sure, is very scary. Where you're talking about it, and my heart rate starts going up because I get excited. Like, I'm like, ooh, that sounds really exciting.
Yeah, you never know. You can have the person that melts down.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You have the meltdown.
And I'd love it. I would like to take pictures.
Imagine.
Yeah. All right, let's go to
8 hours in an elevator with 12 people you don't know.
Well, let's just talk about, we're going to segue, and the word's going to be meltdown, because if anybody's ever done theater and have had a costume wardrobe malfunction.
Ooh, yeah.
You know what that's like to be on stage and your heel breaks, your zipper splits, and you've got to not break character and you've got to continue on not lose place. You could. If you were your own act, you could turn around and say, oh, my God, could you get my zipper? You know, like Bette Midler would do that. But the people backstage. Now, we've got an article here about a woman, Marcella Brown,
mm-hmm.
who, when you have gone to the Cascade and you've seen these wonderful Cascade Christmases, Tarzan, and you know what I'm talking about, Rhonda. Why don't you take the lead on this one?
Well, first of all, I know Marcella kind of personally because when my daughter was in high school, she made the cheerleading outfits. So she's a seamstress through and through. She's pretty amazing.
Extraordinaire.
And I wasn't friends with her or anything, but I just remember that, and she was just so kind. But I also work backstage with a Cascade, or I do a lot of stuff with a Cascade for mm-hmm. their performances. And So when Marcella came on board, when they were doing Wizard of Oz, I was like, oh, she's perfect. So she started with the Wizard of Oz and made all of the costumes for, or most of the costumes for that.
So she gets the monkeys.
Yes.
She, like, her vision,
she's got an amazing vision for some of the costumes.
Those were great costumes in, oh my gosh, in Wizard of Oz. And Tarzan.
And Tarzan, yes. So, anyway, so she was, used to go to theater with her grandmother, and when she saw the costume, she says, that's what I want to do. She didn't want to be on stage. She wanted to make the costumes. And so.
And look at the picture. Doesn't this look like she's got like a dream room?
Yeah, she looks like she's got a dream room. Like,
I mean, this room
is very
like,
pretty.
She is good.
It looks like she makes baby clothes. And
she
doesn't realize that
she does. Mm-hmm.
And it also says she makes wedding gowns. So,
yes,
you know, can imagine the pressure there.
She actually did my daughter, when my daughter got married a couple years ago, she was the person that had to alter it. So, or we hired her to alter it, and she altered Daryl's suit, too. So she does a really great job. She's I think that her Tarzan ape costumes were, they were just so unique and so interesting. And actually, a theater group in Los Angeles borrowed them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. Well, you think about that. You know, that is an art in itself, to be able to look at fabric and say, okay, this is going to be something that's going to turn in and look and represent something. I mean,
right.
They give Academy Awards for costume design for things out, because that's how important is that to the movie or the stage production,
the believability, the feeling that it invokes to you. Yep.
So with the Cascade Christmas, which we love and we attend every year, and it's everybody's favorite list. She says in this article that each show can easily require 100 costumes.
Oh, yeah.
So think about how long that takes to work. And then also, you know, Bill, every year is a brand new script.
Mm-hmm. And you've been in that green room, right?
Yes.
It's not that big.
There is another store, a second story, an upstairs area, but still, it's 100 costumes, and that's crazy.
I know that the Cascade just got or was able to get a very large new storage.
Yay.
And
we just trying to get everybody into
They've
the costumes.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, we have to take a break here. We're with Rhonda Alvey and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine and in the store. And, of course, Linda Bott and myself. This portion of the show brought to you by North State Security. North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968. That's right. It's their 50th anniversary is this year. They've got patrol officers all over Reading. In fact, at any one time, there'll be more patrol officers than there will be police on the streets here. They are force multipliers for the Reading Police and the Shasta County Sheriffs. They're out there on the trails right now helping and keeping the trail safe, plus so many different other things they can do, including a offer they have for a very, very insignificant sum, in my opinion, that will have a trained officer at your location if you're having a problem in under 10 minutes. Hmm. In under 10 minutes, think about that. 243-0295. Ask them about this system that they have. And if you're having any type of problems at your business or your home, talk to them out there. Talk to Lance Beck or any of us professionals about how they can help. We'll be right back after these messages.
Plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Yeah, he'll stop. I have the right of way. But really, Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of Eastside Road just before Girvan. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and family. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The Red Bluff Roundup is on April 20th, 21st, and 22nd. Get your tickets now. $250,000 is up for grabs for 600 of the toughest cowboys and cowgirls. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab up the good seats while you can. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is family night, brought to you by Food Max and Tri-Counties Bank. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday is Wells Fargo Bank and Red Bluff Dodge Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert by country music stars Morgan Wallen and Chris Lane.
Sun going up, down, up, down. Back home, 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 girl.
And Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Red Bluff office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Streets of Fire. Welcome back to the 3-5 Radio here at KCNR 1460. 10 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. Remind people of a few things that are going on here this week. You have the Bel Canto Singers Spring Concert with musicians from the North State Symphony, conducted by Maestro Scott Seaton, Sunday, April 8th at 5 p.m. at the All Saints Episcopal Church. The 4th annual mixer for the Healing Waters Fly Fishing, a fundraiser to support our local disabled veterans, Sunday, April 14th, Saturday, April 14th, at the Veterans Hall at 6 p.m. It's a mixer-style event with an opportunity for locals to support the nonprofit Shasta program of the Project Healing Waters. A casual evening of appetizers, games for great prizes, silent auctions, and opportunity drawings. No host cash bar will be available. Advanced ticket sales only. Tickets $20 per person. Purchase tickets by calling Marlene Woodard at 351-1149. And, of course, the Reading Regional Chapter Safari Club International, Saturday, April the 28th, at Wind River Rancheria. If you have not done this, you are missing out on a great time. Auctions, drawings, thousands of dollars worth of stuff being auctioned off and being raffled off in the silent raffles and all this. For more information, give Larry McLeod a call at 474-5075 or come down here by the station and just pick up a entry blank, but for reservations for the dinner and the evening. It's going to be a great night. We're here with Enjoy the Magazine and James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. And what's the next article we're looking at?
There's an article in here that's kind of really cool, and I personally know this husband and wife, and so they're very neat people in our community and have been for years and years and years. I've known them since I was little. It's called A Brush with History. Artisan Michi Takamoto brings history to her art. Michi is a psychotherapist, and she's retired. She's in her 70s now, but she is an artist, and her friend kind of made a pact, I guess it was 25 years ago, that they would put aside a single day to do art together, and they are best friends, and they've done this art kind of a thing. And Michi does a specific type of art that's done with wax and things, and her friend tried to encourage her to pick up a paintbrush, and she was hesitant and said, because I guess at some point in her life, one of her art teachers or something kind of made her feel bad or didn't, I guess, think she was good. I'm not really sure how it came to be, but her friend said, you know, come on. And she's like, oh, I'm 70 years old. I guess I could do that. So she has picked up a paintbrush, and lo and behold, of course, this hidden treasure. She is an amazing artist. And obviously she is of Japanese descent, and her parents were internment camp in Utah, and she was 7 months old at the end of World War II, and then her parents were released, and basically her parents are deceased, and never really spoke about that hard time in their life. Mm-hmm. She has kind of taken upon herself to kind of recreate these art pieces based upon what a lot of the Japanese went through during this period of time. As it's a part of our history that's really not spoken about a lot or taught a lot. And realistically, I guess there is very little in way of historical capturing of this, because photos and cameras were contraband. So there aren't a lot mm-hmm. of photos. So anyway, she has just recently created a series of this internment camp kind of pictures, but done it in a very elegant and beautiful way. Very interesting story, and her paintings are beautiful, and she's very artistic. And
how wonderful to be 70 years old and have this new resurgence.
Uh-huh.
And also a healing factor of what happened.
Yeah.
Because I do know that when this is Inyo, it's talking about Tule Lake. We've been in that area,
mm-hmm.
and they did talk about there is a sign there that this was at one time an internment camp.
Yeah,
And that's where all the lava tubes are in that area, correct?
Right.
And we went
it
up
is.
And
yeah.
went to
yeah.
the squirrel yeah. hunt thing
and,
up there.
And just because a person's 70 doesn't mean their life's over.
No, not
by
at all.
Way. Well,
no.
I mean, by the way, kids.
She's very, very. I mean, I would never know. She's very lively. I just mm-hmm. the age is not a big thing. I mean, my mother. I just realized my mother's turning 70, and it's like, if that's 70, I'm totally okay.
Yeah, absolutely. I know.
My father-in-law is 87, and I'm totally okay with that.
yeah,
I want to be like him.
Yeah, me too. So yeah, so it's never too late to if you have, you know, if you want to do something new, or somebody in your life told you that you couldn't, even at 70, that's try
right.
doing it.
Right. And finally, try doing it. We love the Red Bluff Roundup. It is such a great time. And, you know, we go down and we, you know, see the whole Grounty reunion of, you know, where, what's the name of the bowl?
Red Bluff.
Red Bluff. That's the name of the bowl?
Oh,
what's
no.
the name of the buff? The buff? What's the name of the bull that did 8 seconds?
I can't.
Red Rock. Red Rock.
It was yes. Red something.
So, yeah, Red Rock. Okay, so anyway.
Red Rum.
But anyway, so there's wonderful things here. There's a whole.
We have like about an 8 or 10 page section that's just a tribute to the rodeo, which we've done for the first time this year. And it turned out really, really well. And it just goes through a lot of all the things that are that happened there. One of them, the article here is really cool. It's about our next door neighbor. We have a ranch in Cottonwood. My parents
okay,
do.
Okay.
And
which,
right
by the way, your cover photo came
yeah.
from there.
Yeah.
Great
that's,
photo.
That's my
Gosh.
Nephew. And she is the world champion barrel.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And she is actually, so she was last year's world champion, and this year she's already competing, and she's winning
the,
again.
This is the PRCA.
Yeah.
And she was in, I saw her in Las Vegas.
Yes.
When she on TV, of course.
So she lives across the street from us in Cottonwood.
Can
yeah.
you and you know what? They're coming in there. They've already won like $600,000.
Yeah, the purses are huge.
And
that's crazy.
And from there, I mean, while they're there, they can win another $150,000
yeah.
there.
So yeah.
these girls, these barrel racers, and they range from age like 17 to, I think the oldest one was like 63.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, she was
that,
still competing.
I love that there are certain, I mean, you know, again, there's all this
yeah.
equality movement, which I'm, you know, totally okay with. But I love that there's certain sports that women are just like powerhouse and dominate, you know, like, and this is one of those where, you know, they are truly champions in what they do. And it's super
cool. You
know,
and it's, and if you ever watch them coming out of the runways.
Mm.
Down, and especially in Las Vegas,
mm-hmm.
you know, they're coming out of the runways down there, and those horses are so fired up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they are bouncing. They're like levitating. I mean, they turn them loose. Here they come. Those ears are back, and they know what they're supposed to do.
Yeah.
And it's amazing to see an animal at that speed make those kind of corners and, you know, and you're just like, wow.
And then you watch things. I've seen this before several times where they touch the barrel, and it starts like it's rocking
Tip.
Over,
yeah.
and the girl reaches down. And she pushes it back up. Imagine being that focused that you can do that.
Yeah.
And you're looking down and seeing that starting to go over, and you just
I didn't know that they were
down.
Allowed to do that.
I've seen them. I think they are. I've seen them do it.
Why not?
Times.
If you can do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That, so
you have
they may have changed, but
you have the breakdown of the 11 days of Red Bluff Roundup.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be great.
Cowboy Coffee starting on the 12th, all the way up to, you know, the PRCA timed event Slack. The 20th is the tournament, the mutton busting, which I love.
We're going to be having rodeo. Cowboys.
My little nephew on the front is going to be doing the mutton busting. He's old enough this year to do it.
Well, I tell you what, mutton busting is probably one of my favorite things, too. And these kids, this one kid hung on. Remember that? He hung on all around the arena last year at the at the Reading Rodeo. So, and I mean, it was like almost, the sheep finally stopped.
I'm tired.
Others of them, they get them as soon as the chute opens.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being here with us today.
On our wonderful Monday morning.
Hey, this week we're going to be having the leader of the children's or of the kids march here. March for Life is going to be with us Wednesday. Lamoff, of course, Friday. We're going to have a number of people running for office with us this whole week. So everybody have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys.